I'm Stephanie Browning, Director of Public Health and Human Services for the City of Columbia in Boone County. And thank you for being here this morning. I want to recognize a few people in the room. I want Dr. Diane Lynch, President of Stevens College, Dr. Singh, Senior Vice President of Columbia College, Dan Atwell, Presiding Commissioner for Boone County, and President Choi from MU, of course. We know President Choi, right? So the mayor cannot be with us today, but you know what he would say if he were here, right? He would say, from the start of this, we are leading with science, we're leading with the data, and the epidemiology. And so I want to start out by talking about the epidemiology and the data, and that's what brings us here today. Since August 17th, we've seen a steady increase in our number of cases. Yesterday, there were 83 new cases reported, and our number of active cases rose to 502. This morning, before I came in here, we had 68 cases that came in overnight. So we'll have another big day likely today. We took a look at our cases in the 18 to 22-year-old age group over the last 7 days, and we've seen a 220% increase in cases. Looking outside of our college-age population, we are seeing increases in our K through 12 population. We're seeing increases in cases in people in their 40s. Really, we're seeing increases all around. The other thing we look at, because of our hospitals, we look at what's happening outside of the county. Those numbers are going up as well in other counties. We monitor our positivity rate. As of today, for the previous 7 days, it's 44.6%. That is evidence of widespread community transmission. We still continue to have good access to testing with results that come in about 24 hours, so that's a good thing for us. The Boone County Commission has given our department new funds to bring on additional staff, and even with that additional help, we are between 4 and 5 days in contact tracing. And we can't contact trace and disease investigate our way outside of this pandemic. Our hospital numbers are going up, and I realize our catchment area is bigger than Boone County, but like I said, the cases in the surrounding counties are increasing as well. Another measure that we take into consideration is our ability to do the case investigations and contact tracing quickly. And like I said, earlier when the pandemic started, we could do it in 24 hours. That's sort of like the gold standard. That's where we want to be. We're at 4 to 5 days now. So looking at this data, I've had to make some sort of tough decisions. And I've consulted with some of our community partners. And as a result, today I'm issuing a new order. It takes effect immediately. Under this order, restaurants that serve alcohol, bars, and entertainment venues will need to close at 10 p.m. Gatherings are going to be decreased to 20 people. In the county, the order strongly encourages the use of face masks. And otherwise, things are fairly similar. It doesn't change our occupancy for all businesses, but we are imploring every sector of our community to do all they can to lower the transmission rates in Boone County. All business establishments are strongly encouraged to operate at a capacity less than otherwise permitted to allow for more social distancing within the establishment. We're encouraging you to wear your masks, stay home when you're sick. We're encouraging businesses that can do remote services, curbside pickup delivery, please do so. The gatherings are really what is causing this increase in cases. So I understand that everyone is tired. We all want to go back to life as normal, but we can't do that unless everyone is doing all they can do to slow the spread of this virus. There has been a clear connection between people not following mitigation efforts and our cases going up. And we have to be consistent with our social distancing, wearing masks, cleaning and disinfecting, and limiting our gatherings. So at this point, I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner Atwell.
Thank you, Stephanie. Please note that I have removed my mask just to speak, and I try to keep away from everyone during the interval here. This is a continuation of a series of meetings that have been held here over the last several months, and making decisions that affect the daily lives of others in ways that we never expected is not a role any of us wanted, I can assure you. But our job is to do what is best for the most people. With that obligation goes the understanding that we have very polarized opinions on everything involving local government today. We must accept the responsibility and do the best we can for the greater benefit of all. This responsibility is not taken lightly, nor is it taken without careful deliberation. Today's decision by Stephanie is not based upon personal preference or opinion polls. It is based upon factual analysis and expert evaluation. Anyone can have an opinion, but opinions do not all have the same weight. There are people who have been trained in infectious disease transmission, and their opinions cannot be ignored. We would be foolish not to listen to those opinions and make decisions based upon careful consideration of all facts and circumstances. Our first level of analysis in Boone County Columbia Health Department, headed by Stephanie Browning, who has the background, training, education, and experience to evaluate our circumstances and consolidate the mountains of material available about the Corona 19 virus. I have confidence in her abilities and the current order she has crafted. I encourage everyone to support this order and to respect the effort that has gone into the last 6 months of working with the most difficult time of governance in our lives. Thank you for your continued support, and please continue your efforts to protect yourself and those who are closest to you. We will prevail in overcoming this challenge by keeping our distance and wearing our masks. Thank you, and now it's my honor to bring to the podium Dr. Moon Choi of the University of Missouri. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. And also, on behalf of the University of Missouri, I would also like to thank Director Browning for her leadership. Some of the decisions that individuals make who serve the public good are not always popular, but they are necessary. And it's such a great pleasure to work with so many outstanding academic leaders, as well as elected officials in Boone County and the City of Columbia. Their focus has always been, from the beginning, health and safety of this community. And I'm so proud to be part of that team. Now, going forward, we have to manage this pandemic. And at the University of Missouri, we recognize that we are a large entity with 30,000 students and about 10,000 faculty and staff. But the plans that were developed over the past 5 months that involve epidemiologists, physicians, public health experts, and operations experts have prepared us very well. And many people have asked me, as chancellor of this university, why are we not following the path of UNC? UNC's leadership made the decision that made sense for that organization in that environment. If I compare Orange County, where UNC Chapel Hill is located, to Boone County, right here in Missouri, I recognize that the population is about the same. The number of positive cases is about the same. While we have less than 10 deaths in Boone County, they have more than 50 in that county in North Carolina. And we are prepared. We have more hospital beds than our staff, and the number of ICU beds is larger in Boone County by a factor of 3. So we know that we are going to have cases because we've seen it throughout the country, but it's our actions to mitigate and to address and to treat those patients that's going to be key. Currently, we have about 300 positive cases. But students and young people in that age group do recover at a very high rate. And none of the students that have tested positive are in are living with others who have not been infected. And none of those students are hospitalized. Going forward, we're going to continue to enforce our policies on the campus and off campus, and to ensure that we keep this community safe. So I want to thank you for your leadership, and thank you for your support as we go through these challenges and addressing them together. So now I'd like to ask Director Browning to come back to the podium.
Dr. Choi, thank you, Dan. We have some time for questions. We have a number of people here, so.
Did I hear you correctly in saying that the positive rate for tests in Boone County was 44%? And could you repeat the time frame for that? And why has it shot up to that level? Do you have any clue?
Well, it's 44.6%. And that is for the previous 7-day period. We look at that every Friday. It has been going up weekly for a number of weeks. I would say that one of the reasons, I mean, we had, Scott, how many, do you remember, 200? You'll have the number. But I think we had 200 and some cases additional last week compared to
210 more positives.
Right, 210 more positives last week than the week prior. But the week prior, we also had one really big day of testing, so that we're back down to our normal testing numbers, so that probably helped increase that number.
People who have come to the community for college, or are they people who are permanent residents? Do you have an idea of that?
We have both. We are definitely seeing an increase in our student age population. So one would assume that they probably started moving in about the beginning of August. We started to see move-in day and off campus. And then, of course, students coming back this week. But we still have cases continuing in our regular population that live here. Yeah.
Stephanie, it looks like the biggest change is going to be the 9 o'clock cutoff on alcohol.
Correct.
Where did you come up with that 9 o'clock time? Did you model that after another city, or is this something that you came up with yourself?
So we're asking businesses to close at 10. And so we're sort of thinking of it in the same way that you would think of closing time later at night. And we want to give people an opportunity to order, have their drink, et cetera, but then be able to clear out of the restaurant by 10.
Are bar and restaurant owners worried about the economic impact of this, and is there going to be any financial aid offered?
I'm certain that they're worried about the economic impact of this. We all are. Yes, I mean, restaurants can still do, like, curbside, pickup, carry out, et cetera, but no alcohol after 9, closing at 10. So, and I'm not aware of any aid. There may be, I'd need to talk, but there may be some small business assistance. I don't know where we are with that.
Hi there. Did you guys ever think about closing bars entirely?
Yes. Yeah, I did. I mean, I don't want to. I'm hoping that these are the steps that will keep people. What we're seeing in our violations is they're coming late at night, right? Big groups gathering, they're not wearing their masks, they're not socially distancing. And so we're trying to keep things open and trying to keep it at a manageable hour where people can go home, so.
Hey, Director Browning. So first off, for people who haven't been following this as closely as some of us in the media and in public health have been, is this the worst that the pandemic's been in the county? And if so, how much worse is it than it's been at other points?
In terms of numbers, yes, it is definitely the highest numbers we've seen. Our cases are increasing exponentially, it feels like. We have had additional deaths in the last week. We hope that trend does not continue. But I don't think this is, I mean, I expected cases to increase. I mean, anybody that knows me knows that in June, I was like, oh, what's going to happen in August? I didn't expect this rise this fast.
And then just a quick follow-up. We know that recovery rates and also just the presentation of the virus in 18 to 22-year-olds tends to be a little milder than in the general population. But how dangerous is it for that population to potentially serve as like a super spreading unit in the community?
It is. That is the big issue, to be honest. I mean, we are, when we're out and we're not maintaining our distance, we're not, and you know, we're gathering in groups that are larger than should be. People interact with others in the community, right? So even though our younger population may recover quicker, I will tell you that when I look at the number of cases and I look at the case notes, there's a lot of them that do not feel well. So let's not assume that they're all asymptomatic and feeling good. That's not the case. So, you know, we have to be concerned about the spread to others in the community.
Hi, I actually have a couple, but I'll take my turn if needed. My first one is, can you clarify the gathering of 20 people? Is that for Columbia only?
No, that's in Columbia and Boone County.
That is the entire Boone County. So that does that include school districts?
There is a section in the order that talks about sports, and we've worked with all of the schools. They've submitted plans, so that is, there's a different number in there. It's, I think they're at 300 total for sporting events.
Okay. My other question is just kind of a statistic. How many of these tests, what percentage of these tests of new cases are actually retesting the same person over again and they're being counted again for a new case?
These are all unique tests. They are all unique individuals, yes.
Hi, at what point would the county recommend Mizzou go fully online?
That's a decision that I would put that to President Choi.
We're not looking at just one number. Obviously, to make a decision like that, it requires input from many groups, including the City of Columbia and Boone County. The total number of cases, obviously, is a number that we look at very carefully, but we also look at the recovery rate and what the demographics are going to be in terms of students, faculty, and staff that will be infected. And beginning on Monday, we will be releasing numbers for faculty and staff. And these are self-reported numbers because we do not get those numbers out of privacy concerns from the Boone County. And we're also watching to see if the transmission is occurring from students to faculty. But using the best science that is out there that indicates that if everyone in a classroom is wearing a mask or face covering and maintains a 6-foot distance, then the likelihood of transmission is extremely low. And that's why we have to take the precautions that we have in place. And there will be sanctions for those individuals who violate that policy, because we're not only worried about that individual's health, but the health of the entire community. So looking at disease spread rate, our capacity to treat, and our capacity to contact trace and as well as quarantine and isolate. And currently, with the 300, up to about 300 cases, I didn't take a look at the final numbers this morning, there are only about 4 to 5 students that are being isolated and quarantined in our facility. And we currently have a capacity of 60 at the university, but we also have contracts with hotels to get additional rooms so that we can ramp up. Thank you.
I have a question for Stephanie again. Stephanie, how do you plan to enforce the 9 o'clock cutoff of alcohol and the closing of 10 o'clock? And what are the penalties for violations?
So our enforcement will be I mean, one, we're going to assume that people are going to follow the rules. But at 10 o'clock, we'll be able to drive by any place and see what's open, right? So, you know, if we find a business open that should not be, then we can go in and educate them on the order. And if we have continued problems, we'll do what we've done in the past, which is to issue a notice of violation to the prosecutor.
When you say we drive by, who are you talking about?
It's been environmental health specialist. Our police officers can do the same.
My name is Nick with Parker Millard Funeral Home. And one of the concerns with your 20 people is that grieving families have not been able to have any kind of grief process for 6 months. And I understand this is a serious thing, but there's a lot of celebrations and funerals that are planned over the next 3 weeks that now you just basically we cannot have. So if they're planned, I'm assuming we would need to contact those families and tell them they cannot have them, number one. And number two, we're tracking the COVID cases, but I also would be curious if there's a number, because I personally deal and see suicide and addiction and what it's happening in our community every day, and it's never brought up in any capacity. And this orders have a very strong impact on our community that I physically witness. And I'm just wondering, at what point will that be taken into consideration, and what can I tell my grieving families?
Thank you. I too track suicide, addiction. I see overdose calls, so I monitor that as well. As far as the gatherings go, we have always, from the start, allowed for businesses and groups, if they can submit a plan, we are happy to review that. And so I would really encourage you, if you have a need to have something, reach out to our business guidance group. It's businessguidance@como.gov, and they will help you to work out something that can work and keep everyone safe and yet allow a family to celebrate their loved one. Yes?
Were these new orders workshopped with the business community?
Say that again?
Were these new orders workshopped with the business community?
No. Are you saying did we talk to the business community? I mean, yes, I talk to people in the business community all the time. But did I run this past them? No, because these cases are increasing so quick, I couldn't step back and wait.
And then as for the limit of 20 people in gatherings, is there any way to enforce that, or are there any repercussions that people would have for holding events like that?
Again, we have a process in place for handling complaints. Our police chief is here. Our Columbia Police, MUPD, they've been fantastic partners in enforcement. They were very helpful last weekend when we were having some events in the areas surrounding campus and getting some of those things broken up. But, I mean, generally speaking, we're able to deal with complaints as they come in.
Do we have any problems with testing capacity?
No, we are, that is one of the areas that we've been very fortunate here. We've, from the start, been able to have test results in about 24 hours, and MU has just stood up new testing. They'll be able to do about 1,500 tests per day within 24 hours.
Yeah, soon after the council enacted the mask ordinance in July, the health department put out a press release that optimistically said it seemed to be working, there had been some reduction in cases mm-hmm. in that two-week period. What has been the effect of the mask ordinance, and do you think it is controlling cases in any way, given this rapid run-up in numbers?
Yes, I really do believe that the mask ordinance has helped. I'm fearful of what we would see if we didn't have it. Right now, I know one of the things, as I have noticed our students returning to town, is that we still aren't seeing a lot of them wearing masks. I know they are on campus, they're required to, but when I watch them as they're walking around downtown and as they're out at night, they tend not to have masks on. So that certainly is increasing our numbers.
So the CDC put out new guidelines about not testing. with contact tracing until you have like feelings of being sick or anything like that. What are your feelings on that? Because that sounds to me like it's getting a little bit more lenient.
Yes, we will not be following those guidelines. Our medical director believes that the best thing we can do is identify contacts, recommend that they get tested in 7 days or so, and isolate those as needed. So I don't really understand why CDC put that out, because I don't think that's the best science.
I just want to clarify, so I understand we can obviously submit a plan. Obviously, you all are very busy, and it's hard to get a hold of someone there as well, which I'm sure you know. But that being said, so effective today, anything going forward, we would need to postpone or cancel, whether that be at our funeral home or at a church, until some kind of plan is put in place. Is that correct?
No. If you look at, I really would encourage you to read the order. And there's also, I know we've got frequently asked questions out there, but there are exceptions in 1.05, businesses and other institutions open to the public. And so it does have percent occupancy. It has limitations of up to 100. So I think that's what's going to apply to you. So, yeah.
Are there any other questions for folks today from the media or from the public? Okay. Here we go.
So how does this affect the decision-making process when it comes to CPS schools and schools in general?
So all the schools in Boone County have made their plans, and their school districts have signed off on what their plans will be. It doesn't really change their decision-making process. They are elected entities unto themselves, and they control that.
Any other questions today for any individual here? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.